السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. الله تعالى تزج القرآن: إنني أنا الله لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدني وأقم الصلاة للذكر. Verily I am Allah, and there is no God except me, so worship me and establish Salah for my remembrance. My respected father and brother in Islam, Allah Ta'ala alone is our creator, and therefore the only one worthy of worship. After Iman for a believer, the most fundamental pillar of Islam is Salah. The importance of Salah can be gauged from the fact that the command to carry out the other fara'id were revealed on this earth. However, the command for the obligation of Salah was given to our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam during Mi'raj. Salah is not just an action, it is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a special honor, and one of the most beloved deeds in His sight. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was once asked, O Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this entire deen of Islam, which action is most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, the best action in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to perform the fard salah on its prescribed time. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then said, the one who omits and neglects his salah, then such a person has no deen. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam thereafter mentioned, and salah is the main pillar of deen. From this we understand that the criteria of success in this world and the akhirah will be according to our salah in this world. We have to function our 5 daily salah, perform it on its prescribed time, and perform with humility and correct form. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam emphasizes the importance right till his last breath. One of his last words were, As-salah, as-salah, guard your salah, guard your salah. Respected fathers and brothers, before Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhum passed away, he was performing his Fajr salah. And while he was performing his salah, he was stabbed by Abu Lu'lu, the fire worshipper. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhum fell unconscious, and the Sahaba radiallahu anhum carried him to his home. While Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhum was unconscious in his home, the Sahaba, Hazrat Miswa bin Makrama radiallahu anhum came and asked the Sahaba radiallahu anhum whether Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhum had completed his salah. They replied, no, he is unconscious. On hearing this, Hadhrat Miswa bin Makrama radiallahu anhu immediately said, wake him up. When Hadhrat Umar radiallahu anhu spent his entire life establishing salah in the lives of the Muslims, then how could his salah be missed? Since the Sahaba radiallahu anhu did not know how to wake Hadhrat Umar radiallahu anhu up, Hadhrat Miswa radiallahu anhu advised them to wake him up by telling him that it was the time of salah. Accordingly, they called out, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, your salah. Immediately the eyes of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu opened and he said, yes, by Allah, there is no share in Islam for the one who neglects his salah. Since Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhum, he performed his salah and inquired whether the other Sahaba radiallahu anhu had also completed their salah. It was only once he had completed his salah and heard that the other Sahaba radiallahu anhum had also completed their salah that he was happy and content. Even on his deathbed, he showed the great importance that must be shown to this department of deen, salah. Let us look at another example of how our pious predecessors also guarded their salah. Let me tell you about Hadhrat Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahimahullah, a great and pious ruler, and a descendant of Hadhrat Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. When he was young, he stayed in Egypt, but his father sent him to Medina Munawwara to learn from the pious scholars. He entrusted him with a man by the name of Hadhrat Saleh bin Qaisan rahimahullah. One day, Hadhrat Saleh rahimahullah noticed that young Umar was missing from the masjid for salam. When asked, Hadhrat Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahimahullah said that he had been busy combing and fixing his hair. Hadhrat Saleh rahimahullah was very disappointed and wrote to his father. Concerned that his son cared more about his hair than his salam, he immediately sent somebody to shave young Umar's head, teach him a firm and unforgettable lesson. Nothing, not even personal appearance, comes before salah. Salah holds such a great importance in a believer's life that the hadith mentions that it will be one of the first things regarding which a person will be questioned on the day of Qiyamah. If he passes the test regarding his salah, then there is hope that he will pass the other test regarding the other department of deen. However, if he fails in the test of Salah, then there is great concern that he will fail in the other test regarding the other departments of Deen. My dear friends, Salah is not a burden, nor is it just 5 interruptions our day. It is 5 gifts, 5 moments of peace, 5 invitations from Allah Ta'ala to recharge our hearts, seek His forgiveness and draw closer to Him. Imagine for a moment that a great king on this earth personally invites you saying, come to my court 5 times daily, speak to me directly, ask me for whatever you need. Would anyone neglect such an offer? Never. Yet Allah Ta'ala, the King of all kings, sends His invitation to us every single day through Salah. What pleasure, peace and tranquility one will attain through speaking to his Rabb. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would resort to Salah in moments of happiness and anxiety, and would also perform such long rakats of Salah that his Mubarak feet used to swell. He used to say, Ju'ilat urwatu ayni fi Salah, the coolness of my eyes is in Salah. It is indeed such a great treasure that no money on this earth, in this world, can compare to the rewards that a person will gain through their Salah. I will end with just a few benefits that Hafiz Ibn Qayyim rahimullah has written. Salah brings out his sustenance, promotes good health, drives out diseases, strengthens the heart, it brings light and beauty to the face, pleases the soul. Salah refreshes the body, cures laziness, relieves the mind, feeds the soul, brightens the heart, and guarantees the favor of Allah Ta'ala. It grants protection against the punishment of Allah Ta'ala. It keeps shaitan away and brings us close to Allah Ta'ala. In short, Salah is a guarantee for all that is good and a protection against all that is undesirable for both body and soul, equally in this world and the Akhirah. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the ability to always perform our 5 daily Salah with Jamaat and fulfill it with sincerity, devotion, and according to the Mubarak Sunnah of our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Wa akhiru da'wana walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Jazakullah.